There's a lot of places.
All right, Ann Shaw, so take it away.
All righty. Without further ado.
What are this week's initials?
Number one.
Oh, I'm sorry, Zachy, the initials are BP.
As in Vice President?
Sorry, B as in boy, P as in president. Yes, boy president.
Okay.
as in... Oh, boy president.
Okay. Shockingly, I passed on that one. Okay.
Clue number one.
I was born in 1948 in Queens, New York, into a Sicilian-American family with the surname Lazara, but you would know me by my stage name.
Clue number two.
I am a triple threat. Actress, singer, and children's book author.
Clue number three.
I serve on the board of trustees of Broadway Cares, and sometimes I participate in Broadway's Gypsy of the Year fundraiser.
You said BP?
Clue.
So Gwyneth Paltrow and not a fly.
I've had popular guest appearances on The Muppet Show, The Carol Burnett Show, among others.
Kevin? Who is Bernadette Peters?
That is correct.
Oh, shoot.
Who is Bernadette Peters?
Darn, I don't know who that is.
She's a pillar of Broadway.
Into the woods.
My next clue was Bernadette Peters in Roger and Hammerstein's Cinderella, which is one of my favorites. Okay. So that one goes to Evan.
Evan's off to a quick spanking this evening.
Did you bring your spanking hands to New Orleans?
I did. I packed them in my carry-on.
Okay, here we go.
The TSA let you bring those through?
I had to sneak them.
You had to spank each one of the TSA cards.
Okay, round two.
Clue number one.
My origins date back to 760 during the reign of King Offa of Mercia.
Wait, sorry, it's still BP, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Clue number two.
I survived the Napoleonic, Revolutionary, and World Wars.
Clue number three.
Some people like to keep me hidden, while others store me in an institution.
Oh, Michelle, British pound?
Correct.
Oh. I was British, and I was thinking British, but I couldn't get the P.
All right.
Just couldn't get the P.
Round three.
Clue number one.
I was nominated for Best Rap Solo Performance and Best Rap Song of the Year at the 1996 Grammy Awards.
Evan, what is Big Pimpin'?
That is incorrect, Evan.
Ooh, great guess.
I think he was a little early. Wasn't Big Pimpin' past 96?
I can't remember.
Clue number two.
I have been used in multiple movies, including...
Seamus?
Yes.
Big Papa?
That is correct.
Let's rock.
Okay. I love it when you come. We've got a three-way tie going into the fourth round.
Great subject so far.
Although we are from London, we first met in 1999 at the Reading Festival in the UK, which is not in London, it is in Reading.
Reading, it's Reading.
Wait, did they read there? Wait.
This is not a reading festival, it's
not
a Reading
festival.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, can you say that clue again?
Number two.
Yes, back to...
Clue.
Nice.
Thank you.
Although we are from London, we first met in 1999 at the Reading Festival in the UK.
Reading.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
You guys got it.
We got it.
Clue number two.
We have an extremely minimalist website. When you navigate there, you are met with a white screen and one of our latest music videos.
Clue number three.
We have come out with 5 studio albums since 2005, the most recent of which came out in 2016.
Clue Number four.
We played the Lollapalooza Festival this year, and it was not the first time.
Come on. Clue number five.
Our name is a homophone for the term used in the U.S. for summer neighborhood get-together.
David.
Michelle.
Block party.
Yes.
Oh. Gosh darn it.
Sorry.
All right. I'm excited for this one. We'll see.
Here we go.
We'll see who's got knowledge of who shares my knowledge base.
Clue number one.
I believe in the virtue of patience. In fact, I may even reward you with $100 if you are patient.
What?
Clue number two.
I had Lady Gaga when she was 19 years old at the studio, when she was still going by the name Stephanie Germanotta.
Clue number three.
You gotta be careful if you meet me. One time I inadvertently caused a woman to throw pizza and pop on me at a pizza place.
Clue
quote, Anshaw. I think you guys will all be able to get them by about the third clue.
Sadly, I only lasted one season back in 2004 on MTV.
David, Breaking Point.
Oh, Rachel, Boiling Point.
That is correct.
Oh, no.
Yes. Yes, Rachel.
Boiling Point, the TV show. They were the hidden camera show where they would just have clerks be really rude to people and see if they.
Welcome,
class.
Rachel.
Yeah.
Wait, what's the 100
like
bucks?
Mega amp,
if they're patient,
right there. If you pass through, like probably what, half an hour, you got $100.
Oh, I remember that show. That was terrible.
I was
it was really hard to watch.
Guys, do we have ones across the board?
Yeah.
No,
oh, Zachy.
No, I have zero.
Zachy.
No, these have been a lot.
What?
Okay. This is round six, so we do have six players. If Zachy comes in with 1 point, we're all tied up.
Does David have 2 points?
Oh, no, because he missed that one.
Okay.
Cool.
He has an assist.
I was the first Latino rapper.
He's the points leader.
I was the first Latino rapper to have an album certified platinum as a solo.
What's his name? What's his name?
Evan.
Latina.
Yes.
Big Pun.
Oh, yes. I had so many good clues for that one.
Let's hear him anyways.
What was it? Big Pun?
Big Pun.
Yeah.
Well, he died in White Plains, New York, close to where Zachy is currently. At the age of 28. At his heaviest, he was 700 pounds.
What?
And this one was my second clue.
Can you imagine? Okay, your heart, obviously isn't a fan of you when you weigh that much. But think about how much food you could eat and still lose weight if you were 700 pounds.
He tried. There was a failed attempt. He lost 70 and then gained it all right back. That was on some like celebrity TV show. He did die of a heart attack.
Excuse me, the ghost of John Jake's ringing here. I'd just like to point out that I have gotten 3 correct so far.
Clue number 2.
Sorry. Alrighty.
All right, Evan's got 2. That's enough, Evan.
Okay, round 7.
Clue number 1.
I can be sloppy or I can be carefully posed.
Clue number 2.
To many, I might seem like junk, but if you don't have any, it's pretty sad.
Clue number 3.
Sometimes I feel like Kanye because I made Ann Geddes famous.
Because what?
I made Ann Geddes famous. I think that's
Geddes.
How you say
it.
He
made that famous?
She's a very famous person.
Yeah, I don't
in the right circle.
Ann Geddes.
Clue number 4.
This one's good. If you guys aren't. I provide a living for many people. After all, parents are saps.
Clue number 5.
You'll probably find me in your basement.
Clue number 6.
If you're past three, I have no interest in you.
How long do we go for?
I feel like the toy.
I think this goes. We get 5 seconds, and then this one goes untaken.
Seamus?
Yes.
Baby powder? Oh. It's baby something.
Yeah, it's baby photo.
Oh.
Dan Geddes is the photographer who draws baby muffin pumpkins and takes pictures of them.
God, is she famous?
I was going to say, because after the age of three, I still use baby powder, but.
Baby powder. Oh, yeah, baby powder is. Oh, that would have been a good one, actually. I thought you might get it. That
you might place me between your legs on a hot summer day. Baby powder.
David.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, Lord. Alrighty.
Clue number one.
I was born in 1623.
God damn it. Why can't one of these be Buster Posey?
In France.
What about Brad Pinot? I went to Tufts with him.
Oh, you just gave me one, girl.
I know you did give.
I did not.
I think you did, girl.
It's the name of a kid I went to Tufts with.
I know. He also went to my high school.
He also.
Oh, yeah. He's from Maine. He's a civil engineer.
What?
Thank you, Michelle.
Anyway.
But it might not be
I'm
going to
get it before you.
Oh my god.
I know about you.
Can you say that clue again?
Sorry.
Okay.
Clue number one.
I was born in 1623 in France.
You think it's him?
Clue number two.
Benjamin Button.
I was a child prodigy, solely educated by my father.
Clue number three.
I was one of the first inventors of the calculator.
Michelle's like, what's that?
Number four.
My two most famous works are Lettres Provinciales.
Whoa.
And Les Pensées.
What were they? Zachy.
Yes.
Is it Pascal?
Yes, but you need the first name, Zachy.
Boris?
Did you say Boris?
He did. He's from France.
Shame
it. Okay. Admittedly, it's a really tough first name, yeah. So I have a clue.
Evan.
I have a clue
Evan.
For this.
No, wait. Hold on. We can't.
Evan, give us all a clue by getting it wrong.
Come on, Evan.
You have to do it.
Blaise.
Yes.
Dang it.
No.
Well done, dude.
Blaise Pascal.
Blaise.
I was going to go with Benoit.
My clue for that was my first name sounds like a common nickname for Blake Henderson of Workaholics.
Nice. I would have got that.
That is a great clue.
I believe it's 3-1-1-1-1.
I love baby photo. That's so funny that none of us got that.
Oh, God. Like waistband.
Wait, does Zach... Wait, 3-1-1-1-1? Or just, did Zachy get one?
I can fill one in. Oh, no. Zachy
no, no, no.
I didn't get one.
We'll just see how far you get.
Because I do have alternates.
All right, here we go.
Here we go.
Evan, is your connection... like going out? I'm sorry, dude. I think you're disconnecting.
Although scientists have been studying me for the past century, most people attribute my discovery to researchers at King's College in London.
Clue number two.
Without me, human life would be impossible.
Clue number three.
While the number of Wikipedia pages about me is limited to 33, I have many forms that serve different purposes. There may even be...
Michelle, blood pressure?
No.
Damn.
Ooh, good one, though. Could be another one.
Clue number four.
I am often taught to high schoolers when they're taught about chromosomes and the human genome.
Clue number four.
Zach?
Yeah.
I was a boiling point, but that's, I guess...
Yeah, I'm not
going to
repeat boiling point after doing
boiling
points as one of them.
Oh, yeah, all right, I forgot.
It's okay, we're in the doghouse, Zachy.
Clue number five.
And one of my forms is one that you ingest daily.
David, baking powder.
Sorry for laughing.
No.
Clue number six.
I am partly responsible for DNA's helix structure.
Oh, shoot. Oh, I know it.
Wait, why can't I get
this? Out of this dude. Get out of this dude.
That's aggressive.
Oh, my God. You have BP on your shirt.
Oh, crazy.
Oh, hopefully, I hope this is a clue. It's definitely not going to be a clue.
Holy crap.
Dang it. Wait, that's pretty. That's pretty wild.
If no one gets it, I feel like it's up for grabs.
No, no, I do not. That's not. But I still want to know if it's right at the end.
All right, here we go. What's the next clue?
So think about what you ingest every day. That's all I would write. Okay, actually, no, this one's good. Without me, things would just fall apart. I bring things together. Specifically, DNA and RNA.
I think I know one of the words, but I don't know the other one.
Should we let David answer?
Well, I think this is the second example of me freaking out, thinking I know it, but also not having the right answers. Similar to my boy, Marcus Aurelius. I was going to go with beta particles.
No.
Is it? Oh, never mind.
Binding protein.
Oh.
And Shaw Brown, your pool of knowledge is perplexing.
I actually thought
Jordan and John both knew that like three clues in.
Did you?
Yeah. They don't look at each other like people are idiots. Darn.
Gosh, I stumped you twice. All right,
we should have got that.
You guys are gonna get this one.
All right, here we go.
Who's gonna say?
I'm getting it.
My main pursuit in life is self-expression.
Is what?
Self-expression.
Okay.
Okay.
Number two.
I'm a good place for inspirational quotes and inside jokes.
Clue number three.
I am one of the popularizers of the phrase ASL, which of course means age, sex, location.
Clue number four.
Some people take me to the next level by putting up background and text colors, adding quizzes, and elaborate symbol art.
David, blog post.
No.
Blog page.
Clue number five.
You can only access me if you have a screen name.
Clue number six.
You're probably not using me much anymore, but I still exist somewhere on the internet.
Rachel, buddy profile?
Yes, Rachel!
Buddy profile. Oh. I knew it was something profile. I could not remember.
Buddy profile.
Oh. Awesome, Rachel. I barely remember that at all.
Rachel, did you pull ahead into first place?
What was buddy profile? Can somebody give me a quick hit?
Who's it?
Were you not an Evan has two?
Yep.
I have three.
Is that part of AIM?
Yep. You would click on it, and people, like, a lot of girls would, like, just change it, like, all pink.
Your buddy profile.
Oh.
That's where the originator of ASL was?
It's, like, one of them. I mean, they probably did on MySpace and stuff.
Yeah.
But...
chat rooms. That's
would.
The first thing that came to my mind.
I remember that my buddy profile was a black screen with neon green text, and every time you opened it up, num/encore would play.
There were some really cool ways you could check it out.
That should be your song if you win.
What item are we on now?
This is number 11.
Ooh.
So, in order to keep up with Evan, Michelle, David, myself, or Ian would all have to get the next two.
Or Rachel could get one of the next two to catch up.
Hey, Evan, that assumes that you don't get either, so stick to that.
Clue number one.
We are part of a group that was founded in 1966 and dissolved in 1982.
Clue number two.
Our group was against the military draft, among other state policies.
Evan.
Black Panthers?
Yeah.
Let's
Ooh,
rock.
Seamus is taking the...
I got you, Evan. You got spanked.
So close.
Alrighty. Number 12. I actually have two pretty tricky ones for my alternates.
Awesome.
Clue number one.
I was a product of the 60s, pioneered by the Germans.
And Shaw, you're telling me you have 12 chances to come up with Brad Pitt and you didn't for any of them?
Brad Pitt was so easy.
That's what we were saying Brad Pino gave away.
Yeah,
Brad I have Casey one that I'm thinking
another
of.
Option that I did not Ooh. Look into.
I have a good one that I you haven't used yet, but it might be one of your bonus ones, so I don't know.
It could. There are a lot of BP things.
I'm not going to try to give it away.
Can I get a repeat of clue number one?
Yeah. Yes, you can.
Great.
19.
Thank you.
Something, something.
Clue number one.
I was a product of the 1960s. I was pioneered by the Germans, and which was followed closely by the Italians.
Clue number two.
Many of my first innovations are still in use today, but my applications are more widespread.
Clue number three.
I was initially conceived as a method of overcoming human error.
Clue number four.
Although I am low cost, manufacturers are hyper aware of my production costs because they are pressured to keep the overall cost of what is sold low.
Clue number five.
I am best known for the part I play in reducing unwanted pregnancies.
Clue number six.
Some of my other benefits include convenience, tamper evidence, and product protection and stability.
Mackie?
Yeah.
Birth pill?
That's a great guess. The Germans must
Wait,
have invented
that. Can
you
repeat that last one?
Yep, the last one was some of my other benefits include convenience,
by the Germans.
Tamper evidence, and production protection and stability. By the way, when I was talking about what is sold in it, I was referring to medical drugs. So it's almost like a pill pack, except for, like, you can dispose of it.
Wait, was that clue number six?
Yeah.
Oh, whoa.
This would be a unique way to end an initials game.
It's like a pill pack.
Yeah, it has a specific name. And like the...
It's the, like the foil. Word, on it.
Okay.
Ten.
You
nine.
Might, you might get this if you wore uncomfortable shoes. That's the first word.
Right. Blister.
Blister pack.
Oh. 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 Oh, it's magic. You know. Sorry.
All right.
Wow, that's a tough one.
Some of, yeah, I guess these were too tough. Can I we? Almost went with British Petroleum, blood pressure, beer pong,
Brad
brownie
Pitt,
points,
Brad Paisley, baking powder,
batting practice,
BP,
Bowery Premier. That's what my shirt means.
Bowling pin.
I want to see if you guys
can we
get
let's do the alternate.
One.
So is the game officially? Is right. Evan take the win right there, or
I think
what?
We should play the last two.
Or do we take
two
the last two because we didn't get so many?
Yeah.
That's a David.
What would you do,
that's
Dan?
A David and Michelle call. W.
Zachy, what do you think?
Say it again. What about what?
That's the answer I was looking for. Thanks, man. Let's play the last two.
Okay.
Yeah, y'all agreed.
All right.
Clue number one.
In general, most people don't disagree with me, but I can be altered over time, so I'm not perfect.
Clue number two.
I'm a prominent feature in all publications of the International Organization for Standardization, also known as ISO. The ISO standards.
Scans gets registered to that.
Number three.
I provide standards for program evaluation, for government programs, and public policy.
Clue number four.
Sometimes I have the word management sandwiched between my initials.
Zachy, I'm just guessing base performance, baseline performance.
No.
Baseline management performance, of course.
That was super off.
All right.
Do you guys know what a BMP is?
No, that's what I'm thinking right now.
But what's a BP?
That's what I'm saying.
What?
The M is management.
Nice.
Stormwater BMPs?
We're not all environmental engineers, Andy.
You guys.
What was the clue about that? Yeah, I know. I give orientation to workers who come outside. And I talk about the International Standards Organization. But what is BP?
So my dad one time told me to Google blank blank of like how to get your name out on the internet. Like, what is the number one way to do something? It's probably not the worst.
Initials, Pictionary version.
Yeah. Rachel, best practices.
That's it.
There we go. What?
That was really hard.
Damn.
We use the word best practices all the time. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. It's really common phrase. Alright, if you guys didn't get that one, this one probably.
We're getting it. No, I think sometimes the common phrases are the hardest ones to
Rachel
do. Because we're trying to think
Evan
of like ones
tied.
That are like specific.
Wait, should
like,
the last one be a tiebreaker between Evan and Rachel because now we have
no.
a tie? Well, then what's going to happen if either Evan or Rachel gets the last one? Then we have a two-way? That doesn't make sense.
I'm down for a three-way.
Let's see if anyone can get this one. This one, it's really was hard to come up with clues for. So we'll see if everyone has it in their brain.
Here we go.
Clue number one.
I was founded in 1878 in France.
Clue number two.
I'm a cooperation of 18 financial institutions in the region.
In the region of France?
Number three.
Okay.
I'm a part of an association that works in Europe to ensure financial stability and pan-European payment initiatives. This one was hard to make clues for.
Clue number four.
When you hear my name, you would definitely assume I am well-liked. This next one isn't going to help you.
Number five.
In 2008, I merged with Group Casta Parnier, another cooperation of money institutions in France. So it's a bank, and it's really well-liked.
Or is it just that we assume that it's well-liked by knowing the name?
I'm giving you a
hint. I think she's giving us both.
What the P name is called.
But is it in French?
Yes. But the name, the word in French is really similar to the word in English.
Zach.
Banque Populaire.
That's it.
Michelle.
Zachy.
Is that
what you're going to say, Zachy?
I was going to say Banco Popular.
That's Spanish.
No, but he's right. You would have, I mean, so I think there are really,
you would have been a lot closer than the rest of us.
I would have taken that one because I think I just picked the French version, but he took the Spanish version.
Yeah, so now we have, Zachy has one.
Well, I mean, I had a half point here, half point there.
No.
Okay, speed round.
Speed round.
I'm just going to give one clue for the things on the alternates that I make up as I go.
Let's go.
Okay. I acted in the movie Casper.
Seamus.
Yes.
Brad Pitt.
I also acted in the movie A League of Their Own and Spaceballs. That would be Bill Pullman.
Ooh. All right.
I have a bunch of children from different countries.
Big Poppy.
Oh, Zachy, that's it.
Yeah.
Is that right?
No, wrong.
Oh, Zachy. What? Oh, my goodness.
I should have done Big Poppy. Zachy.
No, he was going to say the same thing.
I was going to say the same thing.
Oh, really? Oh.
That clue might apply.
Bunch of children from different countries.
It's what he's been saying.
Michelle.
Yeah.
Brad Pitt.
Oh.
I said no.
Oh, man, I can't wait for the initials intro
next
week.
Big Puns was very high.
Wait, what?
Big Puns was very high.
What? Is that
the... blood pressure.
Yes.
Oh, well done.
That of Big Puns was
Big Puns.
Blood pressure.
That was
Andy's
my word.
Favorite sport.
Michelle, beer pong.
Oh, what? beer pong so sick.
But you call it root.
I do call it root.
See, Beirut, that's how well I know
Beirut
you.
Beirut pong.
Hey, I gotta get going, guys.
Okay. Oh, yeah, sorry. Evan, what
that's
song?
Okay, you can
leave us with your victory song.
Hey Ma by Cameron.
Love you, man. Enjoy.
Well, I love you too, Evan.
It's been a long game.
Those were hard, Annie.
I'm sorry. No, I think that
it wasn't my it's intention.
Funny. It's awesome. Funny because the ones I think that like those the baby photo and like those.
Seen shorty, she was crazy, right? And I approached baby light. Mom, what's your age and type? She looked at me and said, you's a baby, right? I told her, I'm 18 and live a crazy life. Plus, I tell you what the 80s like. And I know what the ladies like. Need a man that's polite, listens and takes advice. I could be all three, plus I can lay the pipe. Come with me, come stay the night. She looked at me laughing, like, boy, your game is tight. I'm laughing back like, sure, you're right. Get in the car, and don't touch nothing. Sit in the car, let's discuss something. Either we loving or I see you tomorrow. Now we speeding up the west side, hand creeping up her left side. I'm ready to do it, ready to, ready for dome. 55th exit, damn, already we home. Now let's get it on.
Hey, Mom, let's slide. All right, and we gon' get it. I drink.
Me too.
Well, good. Cause we gon' get high tonight. Got drops.
Got coops.
Got trucks.
Got jeans.
Alright. And we gon' take a ride tonight. So much.
Yo.
Slide.
All right.
Now that I got a girl, my ex wanna holler and spit. Told me to acknowledge her quick. She like, Kim, stop frontin' on that Dave Hoster tip. Come over, let's smile and sip. I'm like, mama is sick, I promise you thick. Usually I have a problem with chicks. They all say I'm rotten and rich, but not her boobies real. High heel do be feel. Plus got them Gucci nails, huh? You a cutie still. And this my damn girl too, ain't no groupie deal. We left the movies with Suzuki wheels to the jacuzzi. I tell you, my boobies real. I mean, she do be winning, Louis spinning. Go to the crib, she got the Gucci linen. I see boobie grinning. She looked and said, Cam, I know that you be sinning. Nah, I'm a changed man. Look at the range, man. I got a whole new game plan. Looked and said, that's nothing but game, Cam. She was right, she was up in the range, man. Dropped her off at the L, now I'm flipping the cell. That's right, I had to call up L. Yo, L,
what up?
I hit.
What else?
Plus don't
say word.
And we got it on the nine.
Hey, Ma,
what's up?
Let's slide.
All right.
And we gon' get it on the nine.
I smoke.
I drink.
Me too.
Well, good. Cause we gon' get high tonight. Got drops.
Got coops.
Got trucks.
Got jeans.
All right. And we gon' take a ride tonight. So much.
What's up?
Let's slide.
All right.
And we gon' get it on the nine.
Adopted Bento in 2010 from a shelter. This cat makes me make art. He's always motivating me to draw pictures of him. He just is motivating artistically. He's my best friend, but a lot of people know him as Keyboard Cat.
Keyboard Cat, YouTube star and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Start yours today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Yeah, I'm out at Brooklyn. Now I'm down in Tribeca, right next to the Narrow. But I'll be hood forever. I'm the new Sinatra. And since I made it here, I can make it anywhere. Yeah, they love me everywhere. I used to cop in Harlem. All of my Dominicanos right there up on Broadway. Pulled me back to that McDonald's. Took it to my stash spot, 560 State Street. Catch me in the kitchen like a Simmons whipping pastry. Cruising down A Street, off white Lexus. Driving so slow, but BK is from Texas. Me, I'm out that Bed-Stuy, home of that boy Biggie. Now I live on Billboard, and I brought my boys with me. Say what up to Tata, still sipping my top. Sitting courtside, Knicks and Nets give me high five. Nigga, I be spiked out, I could trip a referee. Tell by my attitude that I most definitely from. With OG at a Yankee game. Shit, I made the Yankee hat more famous than the Yankee can. You should know I bleed blue, but I ain't a crypto. But I got a gang of niggas walking with my click though. Welcome to the melting pot. Corners where we selling rock. Africa been by the shit. Home of the hip hop. Yellow cap, gypsy cap, dollar cap, holla back. For foreigners, it ain't fair. They act like they forgot how to act. 8 million stories out there in the naked city. It's a pity half of y'all won't make it. Me, I got a plug special and I got it made. If Jesus paying LeBron, I'm paying Dwayne Wade. Three dice CeeLo, three card Marley. Labor Day parade, rest in peace Bob Marley. Statue of Liberty, long live the World Trade. Long live the King, yo, I'm from the Empire State. That's blinding. Girls need blinders so they could step out of bounds quick. The sidelines is lined with casualties who sip the life casually, then gradually become worse. Don't fight the Apple Eve. Caught up in the in crowd. Now you're in style, and in the winter gets cold. In vogue with your skin out. City of sin is a pity on a whim. Good girls going bad. The city's filled with them. Mommy took a bus trip. Now she got a bust out. Everybody ride her just like a bus route. Hail Mary to the city. You're a virgin. And Jesus can't save you. Life starts when the church in. Came here for school, graduated to the highlight. Ball players, rap stars, addicted to the limelight. Empty and May got you feeling like a champion. The city never sleeps, better slip you an ambient.
Welcome back.
This is DJ Shell.
And this is David Green McBeady.
And this is Dancing. And this is WMFO. Just in case you forgot what you're listening to.
Two of the most talented New York performing artists are Alicia Keys and Jay-Z.
Featured in the song previously played.
So we thought it'd be fun to do our Two Truths and a Lie segment featuring those two. I'm going to start with Two Truths and One Lie about Alicia Keys. And depending on whether or not Michelle is able to parse out that lie, we'll either play my choice or hers. In the past, Keys has declined opportunities to collaborate with other megastar female singers, such as Christina Aguilera, Beyoncé, and Adele, because she is wary of overwhelming listeners by mixing their signature cadences. However, recently she explained that she has enjoyed mentoring upcoming artist Alicia Cara, who collaborated with Keys for her upcoming album, In Common. That's the name of the album. Alicia Keys recently joined the No Makeup movement, which encourages women to feel confident in public without wearing makeup. Number three, Adele considers Songs in A Minor, Alicia Keys' first studio album, to be life-defining. This is an album that Keys wrote when she was 20 years old, or even younger, but released it when she was 20, and it debuted at number one in the United States on the Billboard Hot 100, where it stayed for 5 weeks.
I think number three is a lie.
Number three is not a lie.
Which one's a lie?
The lie was the first one. Alicia Keys has collaborated with artists such as Christina Aguilera and Beyoncé throughout her career. And imagine this. In 2004, Alicia Keys, Beyoncé, and Missy Elliott toured together with a tour called Ladies First. That is something I wish I had seen. Also of note, the No Makeup movement... Alicia Keys recently wrote a post in the an article in the Huffington Post in which she explained that for one of her photo shoots for her new album, one of her photographers saw her. Keys had just come from the gym and said, "I have to shoot you right now, just like this." Keys explained, "I was shocked. Instantly, I became a bit nervous and slightly uncomfortable. My face was totally raw. So I asked her, now? Like, right now? I mean, it might be real, but this is too real." And that was it. She just started to shoot me. And she says, "That's the strongest, most empowered, most free, and most honestly beautiful thing I have ever felt." Also, you wondered if number three was a lie? I think it's pretty cool that Adele considers Songs in A Minor life-defining. And it just goes to show how talented Alicia Keys is.
Cool.
Really enjoy this song. I hope you guys do too.
Near me.
now we'll hit with the Jay-Z's Two Truths and a Lie. David, are you ready?
Hit me with it.
All right. In 2011, Jay-Z's clothing line made $22 t-shirts that said "Occupy All Streets" to supposedly bring light to the fact that change needs to be made everywhere, not just Wall Street. The Occupy movement was not pleased when they found out that Rockaware was pocketing all proceeds.
That would be an ultimate hustler move.
Jay-Z started his career by creating an independent label in 1995. He set up a small shop in State Street in Brooklyn and sold his mixtapes there along with his music alongside his music partners at the time, Damon Dash and Kareem Biggs. His album Magna Carta Holy Grail moved more than a million copies before it was made available to the public in 2013.
So he started with Dame Dash, but I'm pretty sure Dame Dash already had a label. I'm going to go with number two.
Number two is incorrect, but not for that reason. It's incorrect because he sold his mixtapes outside of a car in Brooklyn, and his State Street, that's where he sold his drugs.
His O's. Let's listen to Jay tell us a little bit about himself.
Was born December 4th, weighing in at 10 pounds, 8 ounces. He was the last of my four children, the only one who didn't give me any pain when I gave birth to him. And that's how I knew that he was a special child.
Happy, what's wrong? You look like you've lost your best friend. Tell me, is it something that I've done again? You look like you've lost your best friend.
They say they never really miss you till you dead or you gone. So on that note, I'm leaving after the song. So you ain't gotta feel no way about Jay so long. But at least let me tell you why I'm this way. Hold on. Who was conceived by Gloria Carter and Agnes Reeves, who made love under the sycamore tree, which makes me a more sicker MC and my mama would claim. At 10 pounds when I was born, I didn't give her no pain. Although through the years, I gave her her fair share. I gave her first real scare. I made it for birth when I got here. She knows my purpose wasn't purpose. I ain't perfect, I care. But I feel worthless cause my shirts wasn't matching my gear. Now I'm just scratching the surface cause what's buried under there was a kid torn apart once his pop disappeared. I went to school, got good grades, could behave when I wanted, but I had demons deep inside that were raised when confronted. Hold on.
Sean was a very shy child growing up. He was into sports, and a funny story is at four he taught himself how to ride a bike. A two-wheel at that. Isn't that special? But I noticed the change in him when me and my husband broke up.
Now all the teachers couldn't reach me and my mama couldn't beat me hard enough to match the pain of my pop not seeing me. So with that disdain in my membrane, got on my pimp game, fucked the world, my defense came. Then the Haven introduced me to the game. Spanish Jose introduced me to Kane. I'm a hustler now. My gear is in and I'm in the in crowd. And all the wavy light-skinned girls is loving me now. My self-esteem went through the roof, man. I got my swag. Got a vocal from this girl when the man got back. Plus I hit my mama with cash from a show that I had. Supposedly knowing nobody paid jazz whack ass. I'm getting ahead of myself by the way I could rap. That came second to me moving this crack. Give me a second, I swear I would say about my rap career. The 96 came, niggas, I'm here. Goodbye.
Sean used to be in the kitchen beating on the table and rapping, and at the wee hours of the morning. And then I brought him a boombox, and his sisters and brothers said that he would drive them nuts. But that was my way to keep him close to me and out of trouble.
Goodbye to the game, all the spoils, the adrenaline rush. Your blood boils, you in a spot, knowing cops can rush. Yeah, you in the drop, you so easy to touch. No 2 days are alike, except the first and 15 pretty much. And trust, It's a word you seldom hear from us. Hustlers, we don't sleep, we rest one eye up. In the drought, but to find a man when the well dries up. You learn to work the water, without work you thirst till you die. Yup. And niggas get tied up for product. The little brothers ring fingers get cut up to show mothers they really got them. And this is the stress I live with till I decided to try this rap shit for a living. I pray I'm forgiven for every bad decision I've made, every sister I played. Cause I'm still paranoid to this day, and it's nobody's fault. I made the decisions I made. This is the life I chose, or rather the life that chose me. If you can't respect that, your whole perspective is whack. Maybe you love me when I fade to black. If you can't respect that, your whole perspective is whack. Maybe you love me when I fade to black. Now if you can't respect that, your whole perspective is whack. Maybe you love me when I fade to black. If you can't respect that, your whole perspective is whack. Maybe you love me when I fade to black.
Welcome back. I'm David Green McVitie.
I'm DJ Shell.
And we're going to end tonight with some of Michelle's favorite songs.
Turn the music up.
As Jay-Z refuses to go away. Though, to be honest, I think I'd rather hear Jay than Pitbull as well. So, in 2009...
I can't hear it. Oh. I can't... Okay, sorry. Let's just... All right.
Welcome back. I'm David Green McVitie.
Wait. Once more.
Welcome back. I'm David Green McVitie.
I'm DJ Shell, and I'm back with my six picks, and...
Today, their origin is a mixtape that Michelle made in 2009.
No, it was in 2010, summer between my... junior and senior year. I was driving my sister's car to work those or to school those days, and I just had some great jams. I had a lineup of six CDs that I was playing at the time, and only one made it through the past 6 years. So here's some of my favorite picks from that CD.
I'm in the club, so I'm gonna do, 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 do. Just what the phone came here to do, 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 do. Yep, yep, cause it goes on and on and on.
Shout out to Maddie Boy Haymowitz with this song. He and the rest of his older siblings made a happy birthday video for their youngest brother, Brian, when he turned 10, I believe. The rest of the older siblings have spread out from their Toms River, New Jersey roots, and so they collaboratively made a YouTube video that they could show Brian, saying even though they couldn't celebrate his birthday in person, they all had much love for the little guy.
I heard this song at my first college party that I went to when I visited my sister at Brown University.
Walking
Other singers that sound as smart as Regina Spektor. She's got such an amazing voice, and it's almost like she uses it cockily. Like, I immediately think that she's got this like amazing insight just based off the way and the confidence that she sings.
Thanks for listening. This is WMFO in Medford, and this is Dancing.
I'm David Green McVitie.
I'm DJ Shell.
And we'll continue to